producing it's called foie gras, which is liver that's fattened. The geese or the ducks are fattened, and the liver gets full of fat. It grows a lot, double, triple than its normal size, and it's a luxury food. It's supposedly very expensive, and it's been around for many years, although it's not that much on the kosher market. It hasn't been. In Eretz Yisrael, they did produce it years ago, but the government asked it because of the humane societies. And now it's produced in Hungary by Eretz Yisrael under the Rabbanut. And it's imported into Eretz Yisrael from Hungary. So that's how they have it there. I think this is the first kosher production of foie gras in the United States. It's now being done up somewhere in White Lake. Some post office box, that's what's on the screen. And, the question is whether or not it should be done, which is an old simmering question for many, many years, whether it should be done or not. Through the Chassam Sofer in Frankfurt, the main Al Kaponim, they did do it. They did produce foie gras. The Divrei Chaim was against it. He was strongly against it. And in Hishtot, the sons certainly asked it. They told him that the Chassam Sofer made an experiment, and he kept the geese alive for a year. So that's a riot. There's no trefer. After they fattened the livers, he kept them alive for a year. So you see that they lived for a year, so there's no chash of a trefer. So he said, it's no raya. He said, Tzadik goyze, v'kodesh baruch makayim. That's what he said. Anyway. What's the shaila? What's the chash? Since the veshit, the food pipe where the food goes down, is a very sensitive area. It can easily be pierced. So especially if you force feed geese or ducks and force feed it with food, and some of the food can be a little sharp, especially if you put in seeds or whatever they give them to eat, it can be sharp. So it can penetrate, can make a hole in the veshet, and that will render it an avela. Veshet, an avela. So that's the question, whether or not it should be allowed or not. It's actually in the Shulchan Aruch in Lamed Gimel, and the Ramah brings in Siftes. There's the shail of Nimtza Koitz Beveshet, Loch Lerochboy. So he brings down Bachinogu Lahokul Birenu Ba'isun Avoiza Shemalitin Lasis Meshumban. He says they were noyig in Hishtot, which is Krakow, with those geese that they used to force feed them, in order to what? To get a lot of fat in the ducks and in the geese. So he says, so there's a takona, be'ir livdoik achen akivas abeshit. There's a takona was to be bodik the beshit in case there's a hole in it from the force feeding. Mishum dishchiach yaisem esirchus hareya. Just like there's a takona that we have to be bodik the reya of all the behemoths, because it's a miyut hamotzui, that there could be a sircha there which would make it a treifa. So kol shekein, you have to be bodik the veshit of these geese or ducks that we use, which is force-fed, because it's much more. It's a mi'atah motzi. It's a dover etchliya. Yeah.
If it's a ramor about why is there such a tumult about gestopped against?
Mishum the shchiach yoise. Yeah, no gulahokul. It's not just the ramor. You see that a lot of places it was brought. They used to do it.
To why taka is there a tumult? Why not?
Well, the tumult is if we're b'kiyim to be b'idik, it's not so simple. The b'dik is not that simple. I'm bringing a raya from Vaishan in Kuf Aleph. You find also that by the Dover Atzruya, by Chaticha Ruya Leskabit, which is not bottle. Brought that that they're that certain parts are not ruyulis kabit, certain parts of a chicken they're not ruyulis kabit, or the behema, and one of them is brought is the kabit. The kabit is not ruyulis kabit. Not really skabit, so that is bottle. It's not a chaticha royal skabit. So the Levush says that if they fattened the goose, if they fattened the covet of a goose, that is royal skabit. Why? Because you see, they serve it to the sarim, to the noblemen, to the chashuvim. So it's a dover that's royal skabit. So you see that they did do it. They did fatten them up. So there's a lot of desires that they did do it. However, you have to be a boki. You need bedik. It seems they weren't even bedik. So there was they needed a takona beer, live day gacha and the kivas haveshit. They weren't even bedik at all. Al kaponim. The mice, they bring down and the bach in, over here, the bach. Lamaisa didn't allow it. He says it's korav adova to be a treifa, and the Lamaisa didn't allow it in his thought. And he says it's also you shouldn't allow it. And he was very much against it. And the Taz is malambet zchus over here. The Taz over here is malambet zchus, and he fears ois. That if you do it, you have to serve only soft foods. He says, "Lafisha kol makom is noigin balota." That's his lashon. That all the places are noig that they force feed. Niyazdaiti lilmeit zchus aleim v'umut alibet kuli alma. So he has a bunch of kashis. The actions of bedikah zois, we hold that ain't bedikah leveshit pachutz. Kamli ninokov. Se elinira duha pi divrei atayisus. He brings rayas that you could check for it, and we heichem ashkaz the neiches shem inikiv gam asheni veivri veterz shanu roim she inokov ba machmes choili. That's only by choili bechitzelin nifke shem choili v'chein pasuk rama akoponim. He says. Bahano avoizi sha'onu malitim sheboitkin oisom on a rhyme shekolon a kom sheyesh ba'or apnimi humachmas choili locus halto. Kim shan roi shalay sholta lakusa ba'or achitzen humutu lakulyalmi. He says they all have a lakusa, those that have a problem. It's nikka that there's some choili in the veshit. So those that you see, there's no chayli, so there's no problem. There's no problem with them. Mutl kuli alma. That's how he fears us. Yeah. Anokia b'lei lakusa l'faneinu. So it's not a problem. If you see Lukusa Shesholta Bipnimi Lisholta Bachitzka Lomen Echos Shemenika the Ivri, why should be Khoshish that there's a hole in it and there's a and it got covered over. Kivin Shap Pnimi Lahivri. You see that if the one inside there's a problem, there's a Lukusa, so why should you say that the other one there's two by every Veshit you have two. You have two of them. You have the outside is red, the inside is white. So if one of them is no problem, why should you say the other one should be a problem? If in the outside there's no lakus, you don't notice anything wrong with it. He says there's no isa. If it's not nikishum choyli, ain't it zaynim? Shulay sholot, afilim miktsosi. Yeah, al koponim ifirzois at the end. Yeah, al koponim ifirzois that the kol, yeah, kol shemakalamata.
Kol yirishamayim.
No, he says. He says, Yazel b'nei beisoi, shelayal ito avoizis benachas. Softly. Ubidvorim ktanim. And with small food, shelayavo l'shum sofik. That you shouldn't come to any sofik. It shouldn't be hard. It should be soft. That's the type of food you should feed them. That's how he feels. Oh, that's the way it should be done. So there's a makor. Enoch and Ami for Halotah. It's Mefetish here. The Bach brings that that even in Krakow they mavatle it. That by the Ramon himself, he didn't like it. This that he brings down the Maiseh, but he didn't hold from it. He's just saying pshat in those that allowed it, but the Maiseh, he himself didn't paskin like that. And Seif called Seif at the end, they were mevatel it, even in Krakow, the Shtot from the Ramo. That's what the Bach fears is. Al Kopon. So that's this Chelik. Al Kopon. So I guess the OU took on that Chelik, that there was a minig Yisrael in many places to be noig like that. And Lamai said that's what they're. That's what they're doing. They brought in a specialist to teach the Beitkim how to check, and hopefully they're checking it right. Even though it's a miyata motzui, but nevertheless, it's mutter as long as it's checked properly. So there shouldn't be any problem. Our kopana with the veshit, there shouldn't be any problem.
Involved in the feed that they give them as well, and how they do it.
Yes, so they are. They're not feeding him like they usually do. The food is supposedly liquidy. So they softened it up. It's liquidy, and
so it's like that hashkacha on the geese. From that. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
You've been to the places.
There's
not smicha by it.
You can check.
Yeah, it's under.
Checked a bunch of them, and they were none of them had
found.
How many?
How many are?
They check them every day.
40% trafe.
It's still that way for
them. It's loved. I don't know if it's Dafka 40.
That's what it is in Israel. Also,
How much higher is the percentage for the geese than some?
No, although it would be a mid-chain and butcher, it would be nothing, 2% and less.
Is this only when we have to force feed him, or is it even naturally?
No, only for home. No.
Is the chicken's lungs bigger than the that of the geese?
Lungs? Right. The Hashulchan himself.
They don't feed force feed.
No, they don't. Used to.
Okay. Yeah. The Orach HaShulchan himself writes also, Ledina, Gam Rabbeinu Ramo, Ein HaSoiva, Kemineg Iroi. He himself didn't hold from it. He said, and Memele, it's not Shaykh Bedika, he held, because it could be a Krum is covering, Kamashin is Bar. That's what he writes. So, Chaim Rak Nimza Koitz, Tocha Beveshet, he treife. So they're comparing the food to a koitz, to a thorn, especially if it's a hard food. But if it's a mush, so it should certainly it's not a koitz. Chenes kima gdeilach reinem, he says, and the Aruch Hashulchan himself writes in miyomai leshemaiti b'mekoy meseinu sheyal itu evoizus. That was the minig, it seems, in where he came from. In his Mekoymus, where he was the Rav, you know, the whole Ezer, they weren't noyik to be malit the birds at all. They didn't force feed them. As they shrived Aruch HaShulchan, he was against it. And he brings, Megam Beirush Rabbeinu Ramor, Kfan is Batal, Aminig Azek, Kemoy Shekosov Abach. He says, even there was also Batal, the place where it started. That's what he writes. He writes this in a few places further down. He also writes it that he didn't hear anywhere that they should be noig to be malit evoizus. That's what he writes. Al kaponim in Hungary, it's certainly the minig that they did it, and it seems the chassam soifer was matirit, and others, as we see throughout history, that they were noig to be malit the evoizus. Al kaponim. So that's negate the shchita and the alot and the shchita. So the maisa, there's who to be saimcha al kapona. Now the ikar problem l'aniz daiti is the actual kashering of the livers itself. As you know, liver, the only way you can kasher it is through broiling. That's what we paskin. The Rabbeinu Tam holds you could salt it, but we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and the only way is through broiling. And over here, the more you broil, the more the livers are broiled, there's less fat, the fat gets burnt away, and it doesn't have a tam of what it's supposed to have. The foie gras is supposed to have a specific delicious tam. And once you lose that tam, it's like any other liver. So you can't. It's not a money making business. I don't know what the price is today. How much does it cost? $100 a pound or something like that.
No. Home with the Bach.
Anyway, yeah.
How much does it have to be?
So that's the Shaila. Al-Koponim is like this. Somebody mentioned that Mashal, we know that Melich is Kereseach. So the Melicha takes out blood. It's Kereseach. What about Tzlia? The Tzlia is also Kereseach. I mean, Tzlia works differently. It burns. But also, of course, has to be able to draw out. It draws out also. The Maisa. Al Koponim, we find that in Hilchis Tzlia, we can act 1 cent. I mean, all the ideas are here, so that's why I'll bring this. It's not really a tshuva, but from Rabbi Hoshe Weiss. So he brings down the different shittas which are brought in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and Taz. What's the shear of Tzlia? Is the shear Tzlia is it has to be completely cooked? Or it's could even kamaychel ben drusoy, which is at least half of what it's usually cooked at. It takes 10 minutes to finish it, so it's 5 minutes, whatever. And he also brings a third sheet, the Bach. There's a Bach that seems to say that Tzliya works like Malicha. Just like Malicha, you spread the salt out on the surface of the meat, and it draws out the blood, even from the middle, no matter how big the piece of meat is. It could be a huge piece of meat. It also helps. So Hu Adin, that's how Tzliya works. As long as you broiled the outside of the liver, even if the inside is raw, so the fire has a koyach to draw out the blood. And once it starts drawing out the blood, he refers to this, the shoirish of the dam is coming out. So that draws out all the blood, even from inside. Even though the inside still looks raw, nevertheless, the Bach says it's kosher. There's no madam in it. If you do find red liquid in there, that's moil ba'alma. That's just juice. And it's not dam. That's what the Bach says. So according to the Bach, so you'd have an Eitzah here, perhaps. Although it's not really a complete Eitzah, because the surface of the liver would still require a good sli. It'd have to be good, cooked well. And that's not good for fagra. So you'd have to maybe cut it away in order to get the real effect of the taste. So he brings down all these shittos and he writes that in the Cheshev Eifod, that's Rav Padua, Olav Hashem, that he paskened like the Bach, and Memele, according to him, you have more of an Eitzah for Fagra than if you broil it the regular way, of course. The problem with that is that, first of all, in America, we're not noyig like the Bach, and we would asa such lechatchila anyway. We would asa such liver that's broiled that way. If you see the inside is raw, according to the Bach, it seems it doesn't have to change color at all, not just significantly. It would also be kosher. Perhaps in Europe they are noyig like that. However, I've seen that even kedasya is makbid, that it's the color inside of the liver should not be completely raw, but it should, the color should have significantly changed. You see a significant change of color inside, and that's what they accept as being broiled. But they would not accept it as kipshute, as it says in the Bach, that even if the inside is raw, you see it, it's raw. It's also, there's no dam there. They don't accept that either, even kedasya. So certainly for here, it would not be an eitz, especially we're not noig like that, lemaise. So that's not really an eitz. So the problem is, how do we go about broiling these livers? And what does the temperature have to reach? Lemaise. In order to broil liver, we see that it either has to be completely cooked, the Shach, and according to others, it has to be to Michael Ben Drusoy. Michael Ben Drusoy is also considered cooked. It's an Issa Bishul on Shabbos. But what is the temperature of that? So the liver has to, in order to be broiled, it has to be cooked. You can't say that the fire alone draws out blood, even if it's not cooked, even if it wouldn't have a temperature of Bishul. One Rav was telling me, who says you have to cook it? I mean, you see, that's the halach of Bishul by the tzli. By tzli of liver, it has to be cooked. It has to be either fully cooked, or at least kemaichel ben drusoy. But cooked it has to be. You don't find the shear that it's not cooked. Even according to the Bach, as long as you cook the outside, but it's cooked. So then the inside, blood would have drawn out. But if it's bechal not cooked, just the fire alone doesn't draw it out. It has to be cooked. It has to reach a temperature. So we know there's different shiurim of what's called bishul. Okay, it has to be yatzeh ledesvei. What is yatzeh ledesvei? There's so many different shiurim. I think Reb Shlomo Zalman said 113. Might others say 120. Maybe others say even higher. I mean, lechumra, I think Ramosha says nobody ayin, it should be 170. There's chumris, there's kulis, there's. So what's the shi of yatzi ledesbay? Is it between 120 and 130? Is that enough? Or has to be more? I'm lechatchila, when I was there, I felt it with my fingers. It was about 132 degrees, and I had to draw it back. It was zicha yatzeladis. I had to draw my hand back.
The meat itself.
What? The meat itself, yeah, inside.
The heat in the chamber is even hotter. Fire.
Yeah, the heat is hotter, but inside it has to be cooked. The temperature has to reach inside. Huh?
Inside.
The Chazainish in Hilchos Shabbos says, the Chazainish writes over there, the near advam shad shamayim magim liyad seledes einay bin achesben. That means, when does it first start to cook? When it reaches a temperature of yatzeledes, that's when it first starts to cook. And that goes for what? For Michael ben Drusoy also. They bring from the Rosh Yosef in Sech the Shabbos. To be Michael ben Drusoy, when does it start? It has to cook, so it cooks halfway. But it starts first when it reaches the temperature of Yatze Ledes, and then it starts cooking. It goes weiter, goes further. For how long it takes. If it normally takes an hour to cook something, so a half hour would be, or a shlish, that would be Michael ben Drusoy. But it first has to reach the temperature of Yatze Ledes in order to first start cooking. Not that when it reaches Yatze Ledes, it's already considered cooked to some degree. It's not cooked at all. It's first starting to cook with Yatze Ledes when it first reaches that temperature. And then it has to cook for a certain amount of time. So Ramesh Shtambach's bring says, you got to cook liver, that's regular, for a half hour. That's what he writes. So you have... he writes for a half hour. So Reb Dayan Weiss said, no, it's wrong. It doesn't mean that. As long as it's cooked and it's royal achila, that's enough. You don't have to, there's no sheer half hour, but that's overdoing it. According to the Moshe Shtemba, you can never have foie gras for sure. There's no question about it. So that is the issue now is, how long does it have to cook for? Once it reaches Yatze Ledes, so it's not enough that you put your hand in or you have a thermometer that tells you that the degree is 130. You have to know for sure that it's cooked. So the color inside has to significantly change. You have to see a shinui in the mara for sure. That's what we have to see. And it has to cook a while. To cook a while. Once it reaches Yatze Ledes, whatever the degree is, I'm not sure what degree it should be, that we need a achron. What degree can we rely that it's Yatze Ledes and that it's considered cooked in order that we should say that the blood came out?
I mean, it's not enough to have the Shinui Mara.
What?
Shinui Mara is not enough.
It has to be cooked, yeah. Shinui Mara could be, it is a riot that it was cooked. If it's roy, to,
right, so that,
if it's roy lachila.
So why isn't that the simon?
Huh?
The Shinui Mara, why isn't that?
But it has to be significant, yeah. I mean, it matters, the metzias, if that's the way it works. That the Shinui Mara would be enough. Then that would be the simon, if there is a real Shinui Mara. But just that it should change slightly, that's not enough. Even if it's Yatze Ledes boy.
You saw the email I sent you today from Fishbury.
But I didn't see the report.
I sent it.
Boy. It wasn't attached. I couldn't open anything. There was nothing.
The foie gras today is not happening.
Huh?
It sort of reaches that.
The last time I was there, I said once it was 132. It felt the outside. It was 132. And... some of them, the color did change significantly. Others, it didn't. There's different sizes. That's also one of them. There's different sizes of liver, so they have different durations. How long does it have to cook? Something that's this large has to cook longer. Something like that is less. So it has to do with the size. that's also, you know, an issue. You can't have a protocol just. You have to have for each size a different protocol.
Lamaisa. So he claims that there's no. They opened up, you know, kashid and not kashid livers. It was the same color.
They looked the same.
You know, they look the same, in not in a positive way, right?
But this is when it gets shipped to butchers. Look at it. Are they selling it yet?
I believe so. I think they're selling it. I mean, I heard that there was some restaurant that had it. I think on Mechav has a Chavrusa, a Wolfson, who said he was by a cousin, and the cousin told him he should taste this delicious liver. Right, and you know, so only, maybe the only people who can afford it are Wolfsons, but but Lamaisa.
In France, they make it. They have foie gras.
Where?
I think in France. They,
yeah. Yeah. Well, France what gets it do? From Hungary.
Okay, but how do they broil it?
You mean the kosher one?
Yeah, the kosher.
Because I was once in France, in Toulouse, when they were trying to make it, but they never. The mice, they didn't make it.
Why?
This is. I was there with, you know, Yanko Lichtenstein.
I know they were getting it from Hungary and France.
We had a shaykh, it was a maidman, and it came Indic. You had one chef, but he was there. But the mice, you have never had a production. But in France, I spoke to Rabbanut, you know, they're doing it now, and Israel doesn't permit the shechting of foie gras. So they go to, where they're doing it?
Hungary.
So I spoke to, what's his name, because it's a partisan of his hashgacha, Rabbi David Werner. But, you know, when we spoke to this guy, and Ruben told us also that when they shecht in Europe, they're getting 40% trade. That's the percentage. When Belsky saw it, he thought, you know, he started blowing up. Were you there in his room?
I was there.
You were there? He was blowing up. You know, they're blowing up.
He has a pump.
But I'm just saying, they're blowing up the vegetables, and he was getting.
He didn't find any of them at all, but.
He was getting like almost all kosher, right? Maybe one
once he checked, they were kosher.
So this, I think that's the difference in terms of what the standard is.
Now here, I think they're putting water into the vations. They blow it up and they put water in it.
Why do they put water in it?
I guess that's, they're checking it if the water might leak out.
The
what?
They don't blow it up and put it under the water.
Huh?
They don't blow it up and put it under the water to see if it blows out.
At the beginning, but they take it out and they check for the food on the other side. The food came out. Lamaisa, no. Lalocha, in the Paiskim say that that Roy Behemoths have no knockers, so you're not Choshish. It's not normal for Behemoth to have a knocker. It's only if you see a Reyes. So that's.
When you were there, you were satisfied with the broiling, you told me, right?
Some of them, not all. I just saw a few of them. That's it. They were only able to get a couple that day. They started very late. And just two of them.
I think it's time to make another trip up there. That's okay. But you got it.
Just two. And because they were different sizes. They didn't get anything down pat. So many, you know, different sizes. So many, that's the, I mean, you can't say that it's mutter to eat it, right? Bosses mutter to eat raw. Right. It's mutter, even though without salt it. That's because the dam is bottled to the pots. It has no sham dam anymore. Kolzman wasn't Polish. But here, Eddie, even the inside is raw, but it could be its parish. That's number one. It could be some of it is, but liver is a shy liver if you, we have that heter, because it's kuli dam. So, al-kaponim, even if you would have that heter, but once, even if the inside is raw, but the outside was cooked, so some of the dam was porish. You don't know if it was porish. So machloikus, if the dam that's porish inside is also the mut. Achutz from them, you're going to serve it on a plate, somebody's going to cut it. If it's raw, you have to wash it. So you're going to have a mashgiach on every table. Even if it'd be mutter, it's raw. But once you cut it, you have to wash it. Huh? Certainly you have, yeah. So that itself would not be a heter. That itself. So.
Oh, see, that's not practical. But you could eat the liver raw, even then.
That's a machloikis.
So have you ever tasted this?
Huh?
You never tasted it? Right, the other guy was just running. Howard Campbell is probably a student.